The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday of the second week of Easter in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Bernadette Subaru, born in 1844, the first child of an extremely poor miller in the town of Lourdes in southern France. The family was living in the basement of a dilapidated building when on February 11, 1858, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette in a cave above the banks of the Gave River near Lourdes. Bernadette was 14 years old. She was known as a virtuous girl, though a dull student who had not even made her first Holy Communion. She was in poor health. She had suffered from asthma from an early age. There were 18 appearances in all, the final one on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, July 16th. The daily visions which Bernadette had of the Lady brought great crowds of the curious. The Lady, Bernadette explained, had instructed her to have a chapel built on the spot of the visions. There the people were to come to wash in and drink of the water of the spring that had welled up from the very spot where Bernadette had been instructed to dig. During her life, Bernadette suffered much. She was hounded by the public, by civic officials, until at last she was protected in a convent of nuns. 5 years later, she petitioned to enter the Sisters of Notre Dame of Nevers. But within 4 months of her arrival, she was given the last rites of the church and allowed to profess her vows. St. Bernadette Subaru died April 16, 1879, at the age of 35. And this gives me an opportunity to recommend to you the 1943 movie The Song of Bernadette, starring Jennifer Jones, Vincent Price, and Charles Bickford. Check it out if you can. St. Bernadette, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. O Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face. I look upon your side, pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart, the words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. We join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Resurrection and the power for justice. Christ is risen. There is justice for the world. There is complete justice for all, which is able retroactively to make good all past sufferings. And this is because God exists, and he has the power to do it. As Saint Bernard of Clairvaux once put it, although God cannot suffer, he can be compassionate. And he can be compassionate because he can love. It is this power of compassion, springing from the power of love, which is able to make good the past and create justice. Christ is risen. This means that there is a power that is able to create justice, and that is actively creating it. That is why the message of the resurrection is not only a hymn to God, but a hymn to the power of his love, and hence a hymn to man, to the earth, and to matter. The whole is saved. God does not allow any part of his creation to sink silently into a past that is gone forever. He has created everything so that it should exist, as the Book of Wisdom says. He has created everything so that all should be one and should belong to him, so that God shall be all in all.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8:30 on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the second week of Easter, April 16th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The Lord calls us to cooperate in the construction of history, becoming together with him peacemakers and witnesses of hope in a future of salvation and resurrection. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church and led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant. The Lord, the Valiant in war.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is he? The King of Glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
In your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent, and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light is gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
But I am like the deaf, who cannot hear, like the dumb, unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord, our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had another vision. Above me there was an open door to heaven, and I heard the trumpet-like voice which had spoken to me before. It said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place in time to come." At once I was caught up in ecstasy. A throne was standing there in heaven, and on the throne was seated one whose appearance had a gem-like sparkle, as of jasper and carnelian. Around the throne was a rainbow as brilliant as emerald. Surrounding this throne were 24 other thrones, upon which were seated 24 elders. They were clothed in white garments and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and peals of thunder. Before it burned seven flaming torches, the seven spirits of God. The floor around the throne was like a sea of glass that was crystal clear. At the very center around the throne itself stood four living creatures, covered with eyes, front and back. The first creature resembled a lion, the second an ox. The third had the face of a man, while the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and eyes all over, inside and out. Day and night, without pause, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, he who was and who is to come." Whenever these creatures give glory and honor and praise to the one seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever.
They throw down their crowns before the throne and sing, O Lord God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, he who was and who is to come.
All the earth is full of his glory. Alleluia.
The seraphim cried out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
All the earth is full of his glory. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Theodore the Studite. How precious the gift of the cross, how splendid to contemplate. In the cross, there is no mingling of good and evil as in the tree of paradise. It is holy, beautiful to behold, and good to taste. The fruit of this tree is not death, but life, not darkness, but light. This tree does not cast us out of paradise, but opens the way for our return. This was the tree on which Christ, like a king on a chariot, destroyed the devil, the Lord of death, and freed the human race from his tyranny. This was the tree upon which the Lord, like a brave warrior, wounded in hands, feet, and side, healed the wounds of sin that the evil serpent had inflicted on our nature. A tree once caused our death, but now a tree brings life. Once deceived by a tree, we have now repelled the cunning serpent by a tree. What an astonishing transformation. That death should become life. That decay should become immortality. That shame should become glory. Well might the holy apostle exclaim, Far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The supreme wisdom that flowered on the cross has shown the folly of worldly wisdom's pride. The knowledge of all good, which is the fruit of the cross, has cut away the shoots of wickedness. The wonders accomplished through this tree were foreshadowed clearly, even by the mere types and figures that existed in the past. Meditate on these if you were eager to learn. Was it not the tree that enabled Noah at God's command to escape the destruction of the flood together with his sons, his wife, his sons' wives, and every kind of animal? And surely the rod of Moses prefigured the cross when it changed water into blood, swallowed up the false serpents of Pharaoh's magicians, divided the sea at one stroke, and then restored the waters to their normal course, drowning the enemy and saving God's own people. Aaron's rod, which blossomed in one day in proof of his true priesthood, was another figure of the cross. And did not Abraham foreshadow the cross when he bound his son Isaac and placed him on the pile of wood? By the cross, death was slain, and Adam was restored to life. The cross is the glory of all the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the sanctification of the saints. By the cross, we put on Christ and cast aside our former self. By the cross, we, the sheep of Christ, have been gathered into one flock, destined for the sheepfolds of heaven. A tree of priceless value stands in the center of paradise.
By his own death on this tree, our Savior overcame death for us. Alleluia.
Among the cedars of the forest, this one surpasses all the others.
By his own death on this tree, our Savior overcame death for us. Alleluia.
Father, In your plan of salvation, your Son Jesus Christ accepted the cross and freed us from the power of the enemy. May we come to share the glory of his resurrection, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
28 minutes past the hour. We'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Twenty-eight minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, April 16th, 2021, Friday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, a story involving loaves and fishes from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a multitude followed him, because they saw the signs which he did on those who were diseased. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a multitude was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip,
"How are we to buy bread, so that these people may eat?"
This he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little.
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
"There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?"
"Make the people sit down."
Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down and numbered about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples,
"Gather up the fragments left over, that nothing may be lost."
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign which he had done, they said,
"This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world."
Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. God does work miracles, but he always expects us to do our part, what we can. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. We read in the Gospel of the Mass that Jesus retired to a solitary place with his disciples to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. But as we know from the Gospel accounts, the multitudes followed him as soon as they realized it. Our Lord welcomed these people who were seeking him. Jesus spoke to the crowds of the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. Jesus is compassionate towards suffering and towards ignorance. Now the day began to wear away. Our Lord had spent a long time unveiling the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and giving peace and consolation. The apostles, concerned by the lateness of the hour and by the fact that the place was very remote, felt the need to draw the Master's attention, send the crowd away to go into the villages and country round about to lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a lonely place. The Lord surprises them with his question, "How are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He makes them see their lack of financial means. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." But the apostles do what they can. They find 5 loaves and 2 fish. They have no other means. And there were 5,000 men, too many for what was available. Sometimes Jesus makes us too see that the problems are too great for us, that there is little or nothing we can do about the situation that confronts us. He asks us not to pay too much attention to the material resources because they may only cause us to be pessimistic, and that instead we should place more reliance on the supernatural means. He asks us to be supernaturally realistic, that is to say, count on Him and His power. Our Lord wants us to avoid thinking that the solution lies in human effort alone, and He also wants us to avoid passivity, which under the pretext of total abandonment in the hands of God converts hope into a disguised spiritual laziness. Jesus makes use of whatever is available, a few loaves and a few fish. It was all the apostles could collect. He added the rest, but He did not wish to do without the human means, even though they were few. That is how our Lord acts in our lives. He does not wish us to remain without doing anything if the instruments which we have at our disposal are insufficient or even scarce. Jesus asks us for faith, obedience, daring, and always to do whatever we can, not to omit using any human means that is available to us, and at the same time, to count on Him, conscious that our possibilities will always be very small. The farmer, too, as he proceeds to turn over the furrows of his field with the plow or scatter seed, suffers cold, bears the discomfort of rain, looks at the sky and sees it overcast, and nevertheless continues sowing. The only thing he fears is that he may be held up by consideration of the woes of this present life, and the time will go by leaving him with nothing to harvest. Don't put it off till later. Do your sowing now, and this even if it seems that the field will not yield any fruit. Don't wait until we have all the human means. Don't wait till all the difficulties disappear. On the supernatural plane, there is always fruit. Our Lord sees to that. He blesses our efforts, and He multiplies them. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 22 minutes before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the second week of Easter, April 16th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins, turn away your face and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Have courage, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Alleluia.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
O Lord, I have heard your renown and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years, revive it. In the course of the years, make it known. In your wrath,
remember compassion.
God comes from Taman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled.
His splendor spreads like the light. Rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one.
You tread the sea with your steeds amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear, and my body trembles. At the sound, my lips quiver.
Decay invades my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us.
For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines, though the yield of the olive fail and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord and exult in my saving God.
God, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds and enables me to go upon the heights.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You go forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. Alleluia.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow, white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace now to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now, as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth.
Zion, give praise to your God. He has brought peace to your borders. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and Savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to those who were at table with him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to those who were at table with him. Alleluia. God the Father raised up Christ through the Spirit, and will also raise up our mortal bodies. Let us cry out to him.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
All Holy Father, you accepted the holocaust of your Son in raising him from the dead.
Accept the offering we make today and lead us to eternal life.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
Look with favor on all we do today,
that it may be for your glory and the sanctification of the world.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
May our work today not be in vain, but for the good of the whole world.
And through it, lead us to your kingdom.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
Open our eyes today to recognize our brothers and sisters and our hearts to love them,
so that we may love and serve each other.
Lord,
raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, hope and light of the sincere, we humbly entreat you to dispose our hearts to offer you worthy prayer and ever to extol you by dutiful proclamation of your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The weekend is right around the corner. Keep it holy. And Morning Air is right around the corner, too, with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.